Good morning, Nerd Clan. This is Blake. We're talking Blake's Book Club today. It is 8:25 in the morning on my way to another one of the donut shops, and I just got done listening to Midnight Sun Chapter 26, Blood. Man, another good chapter. One full of emotion and action and choices and pain and morality, all of it, all together. A good mix. We've been on a great run here for Midnight Sun over the past number of chapters, and it's one where I have a hard time putting it down. Though, I will say, and I know, I've said this now a couple of times, but listening to this chapter in the car on the way to work, I think the guy's name is Jake Abel, I think. Man, not a great reader. I don't know. Maybe it's just the ridiculousness of what is written, I don't know what it is, but not a great choice to read this book. Yeah, it's unintentional comedy, I think, for Jake Abel to read this book. Especially because I listen to it at 1.5 speed. I'm sure that doesn't help. But yeah, man, not great, Bob. Not great. Anyway, again, this chapter is pretty straightforward, and the result of which is important. Edward has to make a choice. One that he has feared this entire time. Everything that has come has led up to this moment. All of his fears, all of his pleasures, all of his wants and desires, they all come and meet at this one moment. Edward loves and desires and wants Bella to live. Yet, Edward loves, wants, and desires and needs Bella's blood at the same time. He has feared the idea of Bella becoming a vampire, especially through the lens of Rosalie, who is his sister, who doesn't want her, Bella, to be involved in this vampire life, because she will eventually, no matter what, become a vampire. Regardless of Alice's visions or what Edward wants, she only sees one outcome, just stone cold white. That's it, lifeless body, and Bella being one of them with no choice, Bella being one of them with no care for her life. So Edward has to meet at this fulcrum. He has to meet at this crossroads where he has this choice to make of... And it's not even necessarily a choice. It's more of... it is a choice, but it's more of like a state of being. How does one stop themselves from a frenzy? At least that's the way that's described in the book. How does one control oneself when the act they're doing is uncontrollable? I often thought, okay, why is Edward doing this? You know, why is Edward sucking the venom out of Bella?
Mount Sinai South Nassau in Oceanside is proud to be the only hospital on the South Shore of Long Island rated high-performing in maternity care by U.S. News & World Report. That means mothers who delivered at Mount Sinai South Nassau had fewer early deliveries, fewer C-sections, and fewer newborn complications than other hospitals, with higher rates of breastfeeding and other positive outcomes. To learn more about why you should consider Mount Sinai South Nassau to give birth, visit southnassau.org/maternity or call 877-SOUTH-NASSAU. Nassau.